Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball towards left. Cox settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cox. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Manning steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Manning steals third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Manning scores. Bonds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hara for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Date who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Otis scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. McRae reaches second base with a double. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Bonds moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 2 in the game. Hera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Hera reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Royals, 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Hera scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-3 in the game. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Dade steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harrah hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. UL Washington now playing second base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonds strikes out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton strikes out. There goes Manning. The throw from Porter to second, and Manning is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Monge now pitching. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Hal McRae. Josie Depp pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.